Hi, my name is Anna Tarasov. I'm SQL Server Solutions Specialist here in New Zealand, and it's my real pleasure to introduce Dean DeWayne, who is Product Manager and Marketing Product Manager for SQL Server. Dean, you delivered excellent sessions here at TechEd 2013 in Auckland. Can you tell us a bit more about your experience?
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to say thank you to Microsoft New Zealand for the great opportunity being at TechEd. It's really a great opportunity being a Microsoft corporate to come out to one of our regional subs and talk about the products that we're most passionate about, which is in my case a SQL Server. So I had a couple of sessions here focusing on SQL Server 2014, and later today I actually have a session on our Power BI capabilities where we're going to drill down into the visualizations of our data and so on. It's really excited to have like packed rooms, and the audience is really excited, so it's really a great opportunity.
Oh, great to hear. Well, I know we have a really big interest from the community, SQL Server community, about SQL Server 2014 coming up. Mm-hmm. What are your most favorite features in SQL Server 2014?
Yeah, so if you look at SQL Server 2014, if we focus around the key pillars that we have there, we talk about mission critical performance, faster insights on any data, and then we talk about the hybrid cloud solutions, mm-hmm. which is basically three of the key major pillars. One of the things that we see a lot of traction and get a lot of momentum with the audience is everything that we're doing in terms of in-memory capabilities. So with SQL Server 2014, we released in-memory OLTP, which really allows you to do your database transactions much faster. And then, of course, we made some enhancements to security. We increased the level of mission critical by now being able to have always-on availability groups and have that fail over onto Windows Azure. So really great, amazing technologies. One of the things that I focus on more lately is the BI capabilities, so the great visualizations that we have, where it makes sense to put them, which is Office 365. So users can now go in and really start exploring their data, visualize them, and really drill down and come to really nice data findings.
Glad you're talking about Power BI. How do you find adoption? In New Zealand, we find it's quite lots of interest, as I mentioned, but how do you find adoption of new version of SQL Server coming up and interest around that worldwide?
Yeah, so we see a huge amount of people actually that are interested in those new features. We see it on the amount of downloads, and if you have not downloaded SQL Server 2014 yet, you can download the Community Technology Preview, or you can actually sign up for the Power BI capabilities as well. So if you go to powerbi.com and you sign up, you could start exploring and drilling down into your data, which is really picking up the most of interest. So people are using these tools to not only drill down into some data findings on, let's say, I was in Australia last week, so people were like talking about the elections that they had there and being able to drill down into the data, looking at data sets, global expansion, how weather influence is coming, those kind of things. People are really excited about that.
Great. You were going to be talking about how to become a DBA of the future. And what do you think the major shift at the moment happening?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting thing, right? Because people go like, oh, what is this session going to be about? And so I've been a DBA for the longest time. I started with SQL Server at, I think, version 6.5. So yeah, that's been a while. And so what you see is people are really transitioning, and the data platform is transitioning as well, where we started adding features and components of SQL Server. What you'll see now is that with the cloud capabilities and cloud opportunity, or data that not necessarily sits within SQL Server, if we think about Hadoop storage, or we think about HDFS, HD Insight, which is the Hadoop distribution we have on Windows Azure, it's very important as a DBA to understand those capabilities or technologies and actually be able to leverage those as well. It's like, wow, I can now use always-on availability groups, run them on Windows Azure, which creates a really great scenario for disaster recovery and GDR scenarios to that point. So that's what DBA should focus on. You really need to get ready, get on it, and yeah, that's how you set the difference. You cannot just live in your siloed world of, I'm gonna run everything within my database environment. And you'll discover a lot of similarities. There's a new capabilities of tools that we have that will look familiar. So yeah, it's gonna be a great, exciting session.
Thank you very much, Dandy, for answering all of those questions. And thank you very much for presenting at TechEd, coming here. Well, and thanks to all of our audience for that. We're looking forward to a couple of exciting days at TechEd 2030 in Auckland. Thanks.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Great.